It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and our guest this week is Tim O'Connor. He's president of the Wheat Foods Council. Tim, we're going to talk about something kind of interesting this week. Of course, everybody has had to adapt given the times here with the coronavirus pandemic, and you guys were not immune to that, but not only have you adapted, you've seen some of the results of your adaptation, and we're going to go into some of those details this week. But let's just start by talking about what domestic marketing has looked like for you guys during COVID.
Well, thank you, Shaylee. We did have a serious challenge, as everyone did, presented to us by events that were canceled due to COVID-19. Our core target groups are personal trainers and chefs that set the menus for major restaurant chains. And we had lots of in-person activities for those target groups where we had experts making presentations. We were participating in industry events, exhibiting and interacting in person. Well, of course, all of that went away. And we knew that if we couldn't come up with a plan B, our work to educate those audience would come to a standstill, and that certainly wasn't acceptable. So we adapted by moving everything online. And with personal trainers, we've started a video campaign. We produce a lot of short videos that we distribute on social media targeted to personal trainers. We've had a huge amount of success with that program. And with our chefs, where we would routinely bring them to the Culinary Institute of America campus in Napa Valley, California for in-person training, we're shifting all of that to online work as well. So the pivot we had to make was to bring the content to them instead of us bringing our content, you know, to them at their events. We had to come to them in their homes, on their phones, on their computer screens, and it's been amazingly successful.
And so then to get into some of those changes, what exactly they look like for you guys at the Wheat Foods Council?
So with the videos we've created for the personal trainers, we've produced now over 50 videos, and we continue to produce a number of them every week. They vary in subject matter, and that's been one of the secrets. They're not all the same. Some of them are very serious nutrition education, some are athletically oriented, some are more lighthearted, some are wheat industry facts, some are recipes. They go across the gamut. And the success of those videos have been, they're highly consumed by our audience. They love them. We've had over 2 million views of our videos since we started this program in late April, which is pretty phenomenal. We started with zero. We weren't doing this program. It didn't even exist. With the chefs, what we've done is we have a pool of about 200 plus chefs who work in these major restaurant chains and set the menus that we communicate with. We reached out to them with email surveys asking them, because we couldn't bring them to the Culinary Institute, what they would like to learn online and how they would respond to online curriculum. And they gave us really good feedback. And with the Culinary Institute and the master chef we work with there, we're tailoring custom seminars to the things that the chefs are telling us they're interested in, which is how do they respond to this current COVID crisis with menu innovations so that they can keep their businesses open? And what will they be doing as they transition from the state they're in to hopefully a state when they're more nearly back to normal? And so the subject matter is really enticing to them, and we're engaging them with it.
And really, Tim, for you guys, a lot of your pre-coronavirus work, I know you did have, you know, some virtual stuff happening, some video stuff happening, but a lot of it was done right where you're at. And so in a way, I'm sure that this has been able to kind of expand some of those geographical boundaries that you had before. And really, I don't know, what has been the response? How far reaching has this been for you?
Well, that's astute, Shaylee, because what we've been able to do is greatly increase our reach. For example, we would present with one of our expert speakers an exhibit at the largest personal trainer conference every year. It's called Idea World. About 15,000 personal trainers attend that. Well, our videos have 2 million views. We're reaching way over 15,000 personal trainers. There are about 300,000 personal trainers we can identify that have accreditations with the various personal trainer organizations. And our reach to them is greatly enhanced. We're also doing webinars. We just did one recently with one of our experts. Again, you know, you present at a conference in a room and your speaker speaks, and we would typically have, you know, our speakers draw a big crowd at these conferences. We might have 500 people in the room, but we had 825 register for our recent webinar with Nancy Clark, one of our experts. And we give them continuing education credits for participating in those webinars that the personal trainer organizations have certified. So they expand their credentials, and that webinar and others that we've done are posted online, and anybody can take those courses and receive the continuing education points over the next 12 months. So it has greatly expanded our reach. And similarly with the chefs, we would only be bringing a small group of chefs to the Culinary Institute, about a dozen at a time. Now we can reach hundreds at a time with really no limit.
All right. Thanks so much, Tim O'Connor. He is president of the Wheat Foods Council. Our guest this week on the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.